Mr. Wilson, you spent considerable time at the Department of Public Safety. What made you want to hang that up and get into politics?
Well, it's not just really politics. It's just I feel like people out in the rural area in McLennan County, they need a voice, and they haven't had one in a few years. And the roadway system out there is just so horrible. A lot of neighbors and friends came up to me and asked me to do it. So that's what I'm here doing.
So what is it that you want to bring to Precinct 2 specifically?
Well, I've worked for McLennan County all my career. I've did that public service for all my career. So I just want to continue that. I'm 53 now, just turned 53, and I retired with 30 years state service. So I just want to step up to the plate, offer what I can offer. You know, I work for TxDOT, so I know road and bridges, roadway design, things like that, bridge inspections. So, you know, we're hurting out there. I patrolled all my life in McLennan County, and I've talked to other people that have been out in McLennan County. Precinct 2 roadways are the worst and the most dangerous there are in the whole McLennan County. Even school bus companies from the areas are calling me and saying, man, we won't even take our school bus down this road because it's too dangerous for our children to ride on the school bus. So that needs to be fixed in the modern time of McLennan County. Those roads need to be fixed properly.
What have you learned in your 30 years of state service that you think will really kind of ramp up what you'd like to do in Precinct 2?
Well, because I care. You know, I'm a caring guy, and those people are my people. And not only economic development around the Brazos River, that's a big thing, and that's exciting times for McLennan County right now. And most of the Brazos River development falls under Precinct 2 County Commissioner. So, and as a county commissioner, following the senior leadership of the Commissioner's Court now, they're lowering the taxes. They've lowered the taxes since 2013 every year, which is awesome. So I want to continue that. That's my goal. And I want to be a part of the team and work with the city of Waco and the other surrounding areas and help the city of Mart. Mart has been promised missions out there to help the city streets, and the promises just never were fulfilled. You know, and I'm originally from Mart, but my heart's with Riesel, Hallsburg, Axtell, Harrison Switch, all those little small communities. They need a representation and a voice that are going to come out there and help those smaller communities.
Do you feel like they've been underrepresented for quite some time now?
Yeah, they have. And I'm not going to, you know, bash anybody or down anybody, but it's not that I'm going to care for all of Precinct 2. That's what I'm here for. Downtown Waco is a big part of my soul. I love downtown Waco. I think we need to continue with that. It's a big – what's happening around the river, Precinct 2, McLean Stadium falls in Precinct 2. So that's exciting. Magnolia falls in Precinct 2. So there's a lot of things that a Precinct 2 county commissioner is going to be a part of to bring more money and economic development to the McLennan County area.
So your platform's kind of – you still want to get involved in downtown Waco,
sure.
Precinct 2, but – the roads and things in the more rural areas really need a lot of attention.
Yeah, that's what's been forgotten for Precinct 2 for many years now. And it's not that I'm going to give up or stop downtown Waco. I'm going to be a big part of that, and I continue to be a big part of that. And we're going to get those roads fixed out in the rural areas. That's the number one concern that I hear of probably 80% of the voters is roads, roads, and roads. And we're going to fix those roads.
Where do you want to get the funding from for those roads?
Well, your budget for county commissioner last year was a little over $2.8 million. And through listening to folks, there was money given back to the county at the end of the year. Somewhere said it was around $470,000. Well, that money could have been used for roadway design and development and safety issues that they have on the roadways. So, you know, until I get in there, I'm on the outside looking in. So if you ask me that question 15 months from now, if I get elected, I'll answer that question and I'll tell you where that money went.
Is there anything outside of road work that you'd like to see done in McLennan County?
Well, other counties in the area, Bell County and Hill County and a couple other counties, they're using a unit system. And what it is, it specializes crews to come out and do specialized work, like work on bridges, lay down pavement, repair potholes or things like this. But you become expert at it. Instead of having four crews surrounded through the community, through the four precincts, you're going to have one, and they're going to travel all around McLennan County, and they're going to be experts at what they do. You know, and they're going to be trained properly, taught properly, and have the best equipment. So in the long run, you don't have to have four machines. You only have one machine. So that's going to save the taxpayers money. It's going to be more efficient.